You're listening to SBS News.
When thousands gathered at Sir Michael Somare's state funeral 5 days ago, there were fears the former leader's farewell could be a super-spreading event. And those fears now appear to have been warranted, with Prime Minister James Marape warning if the situation is not contained, the country's health system will struggle.
Infection is to one case is to three infection. Then you could work on it. The number, and for us in the simulation that we've done, the number is quite staggering, and if we don't do proactive response to this, our health system will be clogged.
Testing for COVID-19 is low in Papua New Guinea. It's not free and many feel stigma about it, but 100 people have tested positive in the last 24 hours. Executive Director of Christian Advocates Mika Australia, Tim Costello, says Papua New Guinea is experiencing a health catastrophe. He says with PNG so close to Australia, supporting the country's fragile health system will also protect Australians from a potential outbreak.
It's almost like it has spread like a bushfire through the whole of PNG, and it now engulfs us. That's why Premier Palaszczuk in Queensland is so profoundly concerned, because there's only 4 kilometres of water between our two countries, and there are so many COVID patients from PNG coming into hospitals in Queensland.
Aid agencies say what's unfolding in PNG now may be just the start of a looming humanitarian disaster, with estimates 20% of pregnant women in PNG have coronavirus. Mimi Ziliakis is the CEO of Australian Doctors International, which works with vulnerable communities in PNG.
PNG cannot respond to this crisis quickly enough on its own. They need assistance from Australia to be able to do that. We believe there needs to be some high-level political commitment between Australia and Papua New Guinea on the partnership that can be built around this. There needs to be a deployment of vaccines to get into the arms of the people who need it the most, which is currently the frontline health workers. There needs to be some measures taken to assist with the public health response, additional testing, additional masks.
The Australian Council for International Development wants 20,000 vaccines delivered to PNG's frontline health workers immediately. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says $80 million has been put forward through COVAX, along with $500 million for a regional vaccine initiative. He says Australia is working closely with PNG's government to further respond to its needs.
In particular, we are in a position to be able to assist and support once we've had their full advice in the very near future. And what we are doing, very much so, is ensuring that they have the capacity through vaccines, through the support of an AusMAT team which has been announced and which will be deployed to assist in Papua New Guinea.
But Labor wants an urgent commitment, with Senator Wong calling for the Morrison government to increase funding for development assistance in the region.
Despite the optimism of vaccines, we know that without the drive and resources of collective action to rally an effective response, we will see the poorest countries be last in line to receive them. Let us remember this. We only defeat this virus when we defeat it everywhere.
And as the COVID-19 crisis worsens in PNG, advocates are calling for refugees in offshore detention to be brought to Australia. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says in the last 2 weeks, 6 of the Manus refugees in Port Moresby have been found to be COVID positive. The coalition says around 140 refugees and asylum seekers who the Australian government sent to Manus Island in 2013 are still there. Mr. Rintoul is calling for the Australian government to also protect the health of asylum seekers and refugees it has sent to the island.
There is a desperate situation emerging, which is going to create as much a crisis for the refugees and asylum seekers being able to get the proper care that they need as it will for the rest of the population. And it is just it's appalling, really, that the amount of resources the Australian government would put into detaining people, they're not even willing to provide the same level of resources and money to provide the welfare and support, in the humanitarian crisis that COVID's creating there.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.